You missed one, Dan. No. Well, nice hand for the Coral Reefer Band out there. Uh-oh. That's a wicked-looking instrument, old Mac McAnally. Most recent member of the National Songwriters Hall of Fame right here.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes. We were in Nashville for that, and Mac humbly demanded a recount, but... They gave him the award anyway, and I'm going to paraphrase because I had to give a speech, and I can't remember what I said, but I do remember his parting words when he got up on to accept this, and he said, "Never be afraid to let a good song knock you on your ass." But I'm paraphrasing because there were some good Christian gospel singers, so he said, "Knock you." What did you say?
Flat on your back.
Flat on your back. Okay. In Jimmy World, that interprets to knock you on your ass. So, and anyway, he said, "Music is a wonderful thing. It rarely hurts anybody. It can make people who can't dance try. And people who can't sing, millionaires." I didn't make that up. But to see him with a slide guitar device in his hand and that weird-looking instrument, I'm quite excited. I have no idea what's going to happen here. So,
neither.
Feel it, man. Feel it. All right. Yeah. The disco ball's got me going. I don't know what to say. Explained in a very long time. I ain't no drinking man. Nope. I tried it once and it got me highly irregular and I swore I would never do it again. But I had promised my brother-in-law that I'd go up into those redwoods of Mount Monte Rio and watch his still while he went into town for supplies. And it was right up there on River Road where the map said it would be. Friends, let me tell you one thing. It wasn't no ordinary still. It stood up there amongst those vines of Pinot like a huge golden opal. And God's yellow moon was shining on the cool, clear evening. God's little lanterns just twinkling on and off like the disco ball at the Fillmore. The chandeliers were high in the sky. I guess the temptation just got the best of me. And I took a slash. That yellow whiskey running down my throat tasted like honeydew vine water. I took another slice. Took another and another and another. Before I knew it, I downed one whole jug of that shit and commenced to get hot flashes. Chicken skin. Goose pimples running up and down my body. Like something I have never experienced before. Like I was in love. For the first time with anything that moved. Animate, inanimate, cone head, no cone, it did not matter. It's like there's this neon sign flashing on and off saying, no toll this way. No, Jimmy Buffett, there's a great day coming. 'Cause I was drunk. I wasn't knee crawling, slip sliding, fighting with Buford Pusserin, commode hugging drunk. I was God's own drunk and a fearless man. Looking for a cage match. And that's when I first saw the bear. He was a Kodiak looking fella, about 19 feet tall. Rambled up over the hill, expecting me to do one of two things, flip or fly. I didn't do either one, hung him up. He starts sniffing around my body, trying to smell a little fear. But I am God's own drunk and fearless man. Hung him up. Then he looked me right in my eyes. My eyes was a lot redder than his was. Hung him up. So with a lot of courage in my system, I approached him. And I said, Mr. Bear, I love every hair on your 27-acre body. And I know you've got a lot of friends over there on the other side of the hill. Rare Bear, Tall Bear, Freddy Bear, Kelly Bear, Rolly the Bear, Smoking Bear. I want you to go back over there tonight. I want you to tell them all that I am feeling right. You tell them that I love each and every one of them like a brother and a sister. But if they give me any trouble tonight, I'm gonna have to run every goddamn one of them right out of town. Well, he took two steps backwards. He didn't know what to say. Neither did I. But being a fearless and a cautious man, I approached him again. I said, Mr. Bear, you know, in the eyes of the Lord, we're both just beasts when it comes right down to it. And I want you to simply be my buddy. Buddy Bear. So I took old Buddy Bear by his island-sized paw and led him over to the still. He's sniffing around that thing because he's smelling something good. I gave him one of them jugs of honeydew vine water. He downed it upright, looked like one of them bears in the circus sipping sarsaparilla in the moonlight. I gave him another one, another one, and another one, and he commenced to doing the bear dance. Two sniffs, a snort, a fly, turning a grunt, so simple like the jitterbug or hip-hop at Plum of Amy. And we had worked ourselves into a tumultuous uproar. And I was awful tired after a while. I went over to the hillside. I laid down with Buddy Bear and we fell asleep. Slept for 4 or 5 hours without Ambien and dreamed me some trimless dreams. Well, it is the 2007 version. And when I woke up, there was God's yellow moon shining over the Pacific Ocean. God's little lanterns twinkling on and off in the heavens. And my buddy the bear was missing. You want to know something else, friends and neighbors? So was that still. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord Buckley. and Mac McAnally. Woo! Man, my long-term memory is in shape. Yes,